Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Rachel Garner with Marion County Public Health about their upcoming diaper drive. Marion County Public Health is starting a diaper drive. Just kind of talk about the history of that coming about and why it's such a necessity.
Well, it is a necessity, and oftentimes people don't think about it as a necessity, but it's just as big of a need as food and shelter for families in Marion County. It's important to the health and well-being of growing infants and toddlers. It's also an important time for bonding, and a lot of people don't think about it that way, but it's a great time for parents to bond with their children and emotionally connect with them. It's emotionally rewarding for parents to be able to provide clean diapers to their children, and they actually did a study and found that mothers did connect clean diapers with showing children how much they love them. When you look at the price it actually costs to diaper a child, it's generally about $18 a week, which is almost $80 a month per child. And so we're just talking about one child, and many families in Marion County have multiple children, so we can see how that adds up. The issue is since it is a basic need, unfortunately, it's one of the first things that is given up, and that is stretched thin, because we definitely need a roof over our head, we definitely need to pay our bills and all those things on time, and we definitely need to buy groceries so we can have food on the table. So unfortunately, diapers is the first thing that kind of gets stretched. So the problem for that is it creates emotional and financial stress, not only for the parent, but for the child as well. When parents are running short on diapers, it causes a lot of stress in the household. They have to choose. They have to choose between paying their bills, their child care, and their other necessities, and that creates a lot of tension and anxiety for families. So when mothers are in need, children are in need as well. When diapers become an issue and parents can't afford those things, unfortunately, children end up wearing dirty diapers for longer periods of time. When that happens, obviously, it causes emotional stress for the child. So, you know, just like any of our kids, if they have a wet diaper or a dirty diaper, they're going to cry more, they're going to be more irritable, and they're going to suffer. And also that can lead to physical distress too, like diaper rashes, which can then lead to other infections. So aside from that, it also affects maternal well-being, which I know we talk about a lot, is maternal health and maternal happiness. When moms can't provide the basic need of child well-being, they suffer. So they feel guilty, stressful, anxious, frustrated, embarrassed, and exhausted. They're made to feel as a bad parent because they're unable to provide for their children. And that's not the kind of environment, obviously, that we would want for kids thriving in Marion County. Another thing is it causes parents to force toilet training really soon, too, because they're trying to cut that cost of having diapers. However, that also has negative effects by pushing that too soon, as we all know. Most people that try to force toilet training, they try to start at around 18 months, hoping to cut out that cost. But what they found in a study is when parents force their children at that young of an age, children actually tend to regress and don't become toilet trained until 4 years old, which is way beyond the average. However, children that are allowed to do it in a healthy way on their own time frame when they're physiologically ready, around at 2.5 years old, actually become toilet trained at 3. So as you can see, this benefits the children and it benefits the parent to not have to make that kind of decision.
Well, it just kind of sounds to me like we're making an investment for not only the child's well-being, but maybe even years down the road. I think the biggest question people have is, why am I donating, you know, other people's diapers? Why are they having kids if they can't afford diapers? But we're not looking for maybe the next 10 minutes. We're looking for the next couple of years down the road, correct?
Absolutely, because a happy home, happy parents create happy children, and really that's our main goal, and that's what we do here at Marion County is we want happy families. And so anything that we can do to relieve any of those burdens emotionally, financially, physically, you know, we would like to do. And I think this diaper drive would help that.
How can people help out? Where should they go and what should they do?
We accept donations at any time here at Marion County Public Health Department. And we're open from 8 to 4:30, and so people can come by anytime. We take any brands, any sizes of any kind, and we'll be more than willing to take those. And that way, when families are in need, we can hand those out to them when they come in.
Thanks to Rachel Garner for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at kniakrls.com.